Shalom Aleichem, everyone. I would like to share with you a few words about the parasha and about the mitzvah of prika, perhaps the din of Tzar Bal Chaim, that is primarily discussed in Masechta B'Metzia at the end of the second parak. The Gemara B'Metzia, there's a Mishnah there, Machlokes Tanakhim, Rav Shimon, and Rav Yossi HaGalili, and the Rehitas Lashon of the Gemara, the Pashas of the Lashon of the Gemara, it seems that there's a Machlokes Tanoim, if the din of Tzar Bal Chaim is the Oraiso. The Gemara there is discussing the mitzvah of prika, when a person sees that there's a behemoth sitting under its load, is crouching under the load, and the Gemara seems to be saying that there's a mitzvah d'oraiso according to many Tanoim, two Tanoim at least here, and there are Tanoim in Masech Debeya, Daf Chof Kimo. There's a mitzvah d'oraiso to go ahead and help the behemoth and relieve the behemoth from the tzar that he's under. As I said, the Pashas of the Gemara is mashma that we're dealing with the mitzvah d'oraiso, and it's a machlokes tanoim about it. If it's a mitzvah d'oraiso, it's mashma that even a behemoth of a goy that is crouching under its load, and you have no shaychus to this goy, you have no idea who it is, you're mechuyev to go help the behemoth. It's a mitzvah ben adam lamakom, and you have to go help the behemoth and relieve the behemoth from the pain that is under. The Rishonim, most Rishonim paskin that the Tzar Bal Chaim is din d'oraiso. The Ramban, for instance, paskin that it's a din d'oraiso Masechet Shabbos, and he therefore says in his Perush in Chumash, in the beginning of Breishis, where he discusses the heter of Achilas Behemoth for Bnei Noach, something that was also to Adam Harishon, he discusses that the Torah was matir for Klal Yisrael to be nehena from the Bosar and as long as we shecht, and as long as we don't take the dam from the behemoth, and it's permissible. The Ramban B'toch HaDvarim seems to address that the mitzvah of shechita, that Rebbe Shalom wants us to cut the neck of the animal and kill the animal in a very specific way, is because of Tzar Bal Chaim, because Tzar Bal Chaim is d'oraiso. The Sefer HaChinuch says the same thing, that to be memayet Tzar Bal Chaim, Rebbe Shalom was metzavos that we should actually shecht the behemoth. There's in fact the sofek in the Marsham, that maybe even behemoth tameo, lo aleinu, a person is not well, and the only thing that we could feed him is a behemoth tameo. There's a suffering in the Marsham that maybe we should even shech the behemoth tameo, because it's memai the tzar, he doesn't paskin that there's a chiyuv, but there's a sad that because of being memai tzar ba'achayim, the Torah was mitzav of shechita, so memelo, we should perhaps do that even to a behemoth, which is behemoth tameo. There's a Mordechai in Bo Metzia that says that Tzar Bal Chaim is the Oraiso, and he has a different application. He says that since Tzar Bal Chaim is the Oraiso, comes on Shabbos, you have a cow, you have a behemoth that usually gives milk, and if you don't milk the behemoth on Shabbos, which is something you're not allowed to do, it's mefarik, toldo of dosh, it's threshing, it's a toldo of threshing, you're not allowed to go out and milk the behemoth, and there is milk gathered in the udders of the behemoth, and it's painful for the behemoth to carry all that milk in and walk around with that. So, the Mordechai paskins that Amira Lenochri is mutter in order to go ahead and relieve the behemoth from the tsar of this milk that is bothering him. Because it's the oraiso, b'mokom, tsar bal chaim b'mokom, it's the oraiso, chazal lo gozru, on Amira la'akum, and therefore it's permissible to actually go ahead and milk the behemoth and even keep the milk. Al yedei nochri with Amira la'nochri. The Rishonim have a machloikis. What's the mocker for this din of Tzar Bal Chaim, which is the oraiso? Now, I can move on. Many Rishonim say the mocker is this mitzvah of prika that is discussed at the end of the second parak of Bo Metzia. Rashi, Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chof Ches, the Rani Bo Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis, both say that the mitzvah of prika, the mitzvah of unloading the behemoth that is crouching under the load, is essentially the mocker for the mitzvah of Tzar Bal Chaim as well. On the other hand, the Shita Mekubetz in the name of the Ravid and the Meiri in Bo Metzia Daf Lamed Beis say that perhaps there's a different mocker for this. And the mocker is Lo Sachsom Shor Bedisho, where the Torah prohibits a person who's using a behemoth to thresh, that he's not allowed to muzzle the behemoth, so that if the behemoth wants to eat from the food that he's stepping on, he should not be in pain of not being able to eat. There's a machlokes, if it's a mitzvah saseh, and that is the sheet of Rashi, that's the sheet of the Ran, Azov Tazov Imo, which is a mitzvah of Prika, is also a sivui, mitzvah saseh, on Tzar Bal Chaim. Lefi the Meiri, lefi the Shita Mekubetz, B'Shem the Ravid, it's a mitzvah losaseh, losachsom shor bedisho. The Chazon Ish in Masechet Shabbos says, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, that if a person was carrying a load, and the Gemara is talking about specifically a person who's carrying ashoshis, a glass, a piece of glass, expensive piece of glass that is sending on the behemoth, and it's mukta, but a person forgot to unload the behemoth before Shabbos. So now the behemoth is mitzar. It's a heavy load. The glass is sitting on the back of the behemoth. And the Chazon Ish says, in the name of the Ramban, if the behemoth is being mitzar and Tzar Baal HaChaim is the oraisa, so lechayra, you should be matir, you should undo the straps, you should undo whatever is holding the load on the back of the behemoth. And although the glass is going to fall and break, and it's a hefsed, Zaki the Chazon Ish, be it. You are mechuyav to be mafsed your mamun, and not to be mevatel mitzvah saseh, or not to be over on a los saseh. Chazon Ish holds that if it's an issa d'oraisa, you're mechuyav to actually waste our money, be mafsed our mamun, so that we should not be mitzvah the behemoth. Lechayra, this would be a nafkamina if it's a mitzvah saseh or it's a mitzvah los saseh. We all know that by mitzvah saseh, we are mechuyav to spend up to one chaimish of our nechasim. For instance, if a person doesn't find a lulav or an esrog, and the only way for him to get a hold of one is by spending up to 1/5 of his nechasim. Now that could be $100,000. He's mechuyav to spend that much money for a mitzvah saseh. For a mitzvah los saseh, we are mechuyav to actually give up all our money in order not to be over on a mitzvah los saseh. So if that's the case, l'chayra, this case of the Chazon Ish will be one afkamina between these rishonim. If it's a mitzvah saseh of azov ta'azov imo, so anachinami, if this glass is worth up to 1/5 of our nechasim, a person is mechuyav to actually unload the behemah in a way that is not moving mukta, which is asr and Shabbos, even though that will result in breaking the glass, even though the glass is very expensive and is worth equal to 1/5 of his nechasim. According to the Meiri and the Shutim Megvez, the name of the Ravid, which is the mitzvah los aser, anachinami, he should actually go ahead and undo the load, allow the glass to break, even though the glass is basically equal to all his nechasim. The glass is all he owns. It's a very expensive glass, very fancy glass, but it's now sitting on the behemah and it's called a tzara b'chaim. So lefi the Chazon Ish, lefi those rishonim that it's a los aser, a person is mechuyav to actually break the glass that is sitting on the behemah on Shabbos, allow the glass to break so that his behemah should not be mistar. What does it have to do with Parshas Balak? You know, we all know that the shir is usually being recorded and it has something to do with the parasha. So I would like to point out that there is another mahalach in the Rishonim as to what the makor is for the din of Tzar Baal HaChaim. And that is the words of the Rambam. That's the sheet of the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. Rambam in Mor Nevuchim in Perek Gimel, I think Yud Zayin, says that the makor for Tzar Baal HaChaim is what's happened in this week's parasha. Bilam was on his way to Mekal Kla Yisrael to help at Balak in his defeat of Kla Yisrael, and he ended up hitting his behemoth for 3 times. Malach Hashem comes to him, and Malach says, Lomo hikisa et atoncha zeh shalosh regolim. Vayomer elo Malach Hashem, al mo hikisa et atoncha zeh shalosh regolim. Why is it that you hit your aton 3 times? Zok the Rambam, this is the marker for Tzar Baal HaChaim, which is Issa d'Oraisa. L'chayra, this Rambam is a pelle, because we are allowed to shecht behemoth. If it's a tzorech ha'odam, we are allowed to put loads on behemoth and have them carried, as long as it's not too much, it's not too big of a load. We are allowed to be mishtamish from behemoth. We are allowed to be nana from behemoth. This is what Ribbono Shel Olam made the world with behemoth. It's a beferish on Mishnah at the end of Masechta Kiddushin, that the behemoths are given to Bnei Odom to be mishtamish with them. So if that's the case, what could possibly be the demand, the tviya of the Malach from Balaam, that he's hitting his Oton? He's sitting on the Oton. Oton is not behaving. Oton is not doing what he needs to be doing. He's not going where he needs to be going. So why is it that is not permissible for Balaam to hit his Oton, to make sure that the Oton actually does what it's supposed to do? The Trumas Hadeshen in Psakim Simen Kufhe says Beferish, that you're allowed to go ahead and pluck out feathers from avozim, from a goose, in order to actually use it for whatever it is that you need to use it for. Even though it's very painful for the goose to actually lose a feather, There are other poskim who pass him that you're allowed to go ahead and remove the hair from the mokum shchita, from the animal, so that it shouldn't be poigim the knife, even though it's a big tzar for the behemoth. But it's a tzairach for the shchita, you're allowed to do that. And certainly shchita you're allowed to do, if it's a tzairach. So you're allowed to go ahead and be mishtamish the behemoth, even though it will be a painful experience for the behemoth, but it's a tzairach adam. But chia gavno, the Torah did not answer tzar ba'al chayim. So what could possibly be pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam says that this is the mokum for issur tzar ba'al chayim. I found in the Sefer from Rav Baruch Mordechai Azrachi Zatzal that he asked this question. Rav Baruch Mordechai Azrachi brings the Rambam Mor Nevuchim that the marker for the mitzvah of Sa'ab HaChaim or the Isra of Sa'ab HaChaim is this expasha. And then he goes on and he asks, Bilam hit his donkey Latzairach. So what could possibly be pshat that he was actually doing an Aveira and the Malach had to rebuke him for doing so? Baruch Mordechai offers two terutzim. In the first teretz, he says that not everything that we do to the behemoth is considered a tzairach. It has to be a tzairach of a davar heter. And he goes on to say that Bilam was doing something that made Rav Shalom angry. Bilam was not doing something which is legitimate, which was legitimate. Rav Shalom didn't want him to go curse Klal Yisrael. And if that's the case, he was not doing something which is mutter, L'tzorech hishtamshus ben adam. He was doing an aveira. He was doing something that was not lefi ratzon of Ribbono Shel Olam. This teretz of Rav Baruch Mordechai is not so pashut. Rav Baruch Mordechai is saying that Bilam was not supposed to go, but the psukim say that Bilam was told that he should go. Ribbono Shel Olam told him go, except that you're not supposed to actually curse them. Bilam was interested in cursing them, and he thought that maybe by hakrovas korbanos it could be mefater Ribbono Shel Olam kav yochol, and that is what made Ribbono Shel Olam angry. But he was actually mitzuvah to go. So if that's the case, maybe it's not so poshut to say that the halicha was shelo l'tzairach. The second teretz that Rav Baruch Mordechai offers is that Bilam had a conversation with his donkey. In the conversation, he says to his donkey, if I had a sword, I would have killed you. Because of his allowed to be. Because of this past few times, you make me look like a fool. So, Zakhar Baruch Mordechai, you see that in his conversation with the donkey, he's explaining why he's hitting him. He's not hitting him because he wants him to go. He's hitting him because he's upset at him and he wants to give him an einish. Zakhar Baruch Mordechai, mehecha teisi, that's mutter. That's not hishtamshus from a baal chai. So therefore, if you're punishing the behemah, that's aser. That's our baal chai. That's not called tzairach. L'chayra, this teretz of Rav Baruch Mordechai is also not so poshut. Because if part of forcing the animal to do rotzon bailov is to hit the animal, and even, let's call punishing the animal, so that he shouldn't be lazy, so that he should not repeat whatever he's doing that he's not he's supposed to be doing, so that punishment is also tzairach. So if it's a tzairach, it's mutter. So why is it that it should be usur for Bilam to actually hit his donkey? So I found that this is already asked by Rav Yehuda Chosid in his Sefer Chassidim. In his Sefer Chassidim, Rav Yehuda Chosid says the exact same thing that the Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim. And he says that the mokor for the din of Tzar Bachai is actually this expasha, Parshas Balak. And he goes on to say, and he goes on to ask, why is it that what Bilam did was not justified? He was doing it at Tzairach. He needed to get where he wanted to go. And he wants to say a very interesting teretz. Sefer Chassidim in Siman Tofrei Samech Zayin says the following: Madu anitva Bilam al hakos atoino. And then he goes on to say, and he basically says, the words of the pasuk are answering this question. Malach said, "Why are you hitting your donkey ze shalosh regalim for the past three times? Al ze atonenash, because your donkey has never disobeyed you in this way." She has always been doing what you wanted her to do. Melumedes laleches, hayolcha lachshov, and therefore you should have thought shemachoylehu. Maybe your donkey is not feeling well today, and that's why he's not behaving, but doesn't deserve an einish. It seems from Sefer Chassidim that if a person is mishtamish with his behemoth, a horse, a cow, a donkey, whatever it is, and the behemoth is not behaving, and the behemoth is usually behaving, Sefer Chassidim is mechadish that you're not allowed to punish the behemoth. You're not allowed to hit the behemoth. You have to actually be melamed zechus that maybe he's having a bad day. Maybe his stomach is hurting. Maybe there's a malach standing in front of him and is scaring him. But you're not allowed to hit the animal. You have to give the benefit of the doubt and be melamed zuchus on your behemoth. This is a tremendous chiddush. There's a tremendous chiddush that Sefer Chasim Rav Yehuda Chosid is telling us that there's a mitzvah of being melamed zuchus on your behemoth. And lechayra needs a hesber. It says in the Chumash, "Betzedek tishmad amitecha." You're supposed to dan your chaver lekav zuchus. Even a goy, I'm not sure if it's included in that. But here, the Sefer Chasidim is kimat telling us that we have a mitzvah to dan our behemoths who are disobeying us in order that basically we should not violate the aveira of Tzar Ba'chaim for no reason. So what could be pshat in this? So I would like to shtel to the words of the Rambam Mor Nevuchim to actually explain this idea that Sefer Chasidim and the Rambam are telling us. The Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim that this idea of Tzar Ba'chaim, who al derech ha-shlomo, is that Ribbono Shel'Olam wants us to be shleimim, to be perfect human beings. Shelo nilmod midos achzorius, to distance yourselves from any ounce of cruelty. Velo nachiv levatola lelo toeles, should not cause pain to anyone for no reason. It seems that the Sefer HaChassidim and the Rambam are both telling us that the yesoid in the mitzvah Tzar Ba'chaim is a yesoid of a shleimus of an Adam, shleimus of a Yid, that he should develop himself, develop within himself the mid of Rachmanus. He should distance himself any possible tzad that he could become cruel. And because of that, you're not allowed to even be melamed chov, or you're not allowed to be choshed your behemoth for misbehaving. Rather, you should be melamed zechos, and not to hit him. Perhaps you're hitting him for no reason. This is how much the Torah is makbid on having good midas, and be'ez Hashem, we should all be zoiche and take the lesson to heart and work on our midas and becoming the perfect human being that Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to be.